It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Officers, one of their duties is to do traffic stops. That's not really a moneymaker for the city, is it?
No, it's not. Not in the state of Kansas, because by the time that large fine that everybody sees is actually paid, number one, not everybody pays their fine. So it's not 100% right off the bat. But also, we have the cost of overtime for officers to be in court. We have operating expenses that go along with just deploying an officer. There's a lot more to that traffic ticket and where that fine money goes. But our department logo is use the lowest level of enforcement to gain the highest level of voluntary compliance. That's what we're trying to do. So in our case, looking at the number of citations that we issue throughout the years, usually for every ticket, we end up issuing two warnings. We're not in the business of just blindly being autotrons out there. That's one of the reasons I'm not a big fan of photo radar, where you set up the camera and you just dial in the number. Everybody who's doing 7 over or 8 over or 10 or 12, 13, pick a number, just automatically get a ticket without any due regard for an officer contacting somebody to look at the totality of the situation, because sometimes not everybody gets a ticket, and I'm good with that.
Sometimes equipment malfunction can lead to a traffic stop, too, if you have a taillight or something that's out.
Again, what would be the enforcement criteria to give somebody a ticket for, say, an equipment violation? Well, if that equipment violation had not been addressed and the driver knew about it for, I don't know, a couple of months, we're probably past the warning issue. It's really time to get the headlight or the taillight or the signal fixed. Those are safety issues. On the other hand, how many of us go through and do a proper vehicle inspection like we do at the beginning of a shift for a police car and check all the cool stuff, the emergency lights, the sirens, the horns, the blinkers, all of that? Well, we do, but I get it. The average person probably doesn't. And lots of times they stumble across learning about an equipment violation from that friendly police officer who ends up stopping you and gives you a warning to go get it fixed.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.